Hello, everyone. I'm just gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna do my best with this recap, but I am so late to the party. The episode aired on Thursday. It is now Tuesday, 10:21 a.m. Pacific. I just feel like I'm too late to even talk about it. And I'd wanted to record because I watched the episode when it came out on Thursday. I'd wanted to record the past 2 days, but I pretty much just was too exhausted, and it's just not, I can't always record late at night sometimes, and that's my preference. I have just some limitations, and I'm sorry, but I love you guys. I do. On Sunday, that was the very last day to buy Girl Scout cookies, as far as them setting up outside of stores. And I had to go to like six locations because when you wait until the very last day, everybody is sold out of every single cookie except for like lemon or Adventurefuls, a newer cookie I didn't try, but I had to go because I promised someone Girl Scout cookies and that person has never had them before. Because they do not live in the country and they're coming to visit me. So, like, I had to get these effing cookies and I'd bought them before off of Amazon. And because I was like hopping around to different locations, so I just had to come back because I had to cough. Like, I have a cough this morning, which is exciting. But, anyways, I used the website to go to the assigned locations, but I was just so late that everybody was sold out. And I spoke to a seller at one location. She was like, try Walmart. I go to Walmart, and they had every single cookie. OMG. Except for the gluten-free chocolate chip, which I think they introduced years ago and which I really enjoyed. They didn't have that one, but that's okay because I was never really planning on getting that for this visitor. So I was able to buy my cookies. Congrats to me. And anyways, I also promised that I would have a guest co-host for the Traders. Well, guess what? Looks like that didn't happen. Shocker, surprise, surprise, shocker. I am working on two massive projects, one of them being the very biggest project of my life and a lifelong dream of mine. So I'm working on these two things and they will come out over the next 5 months. And that, of course, makes it more difficult for me to collaborate with someone. So I would love to collaborate with this person for the reunion of Love is Blind. It was something that I mentioned to her, but I don't see that happening because I'm not only am I used to being a solo host, even though I would prefer to have a co-host, but I just am, it's, I have a lot on my plate, and so I need to be realistic. And so I think if I have a guest co-host or a guest on the podcast, y'all will find out when you listen to the episode. My dumbass doesn't need to tell you something's gonna happen that's not gonna happen. I'm just trying to do my best, and I'm so excited for different things to come and just being able to have the ability to do more timely episodes. And yeah, just hang in there to whoever is listening. I don't know. I think a lot of my day ones have fallen off, but then I have a lot of new people. So thank you. I don't say it enough. Thank you for listening. I think I spent at least 2.5 years complaining about not really making money. And so off of this podcast. So I just want to thank my supporters who actually listen, not those who follow me on social media and have never listened to an episode. But I'm gonna do my best with this Traders recap because I feel late to the party and, so I just don't know. I don't know if I should be giving my 2 cents when I feel so late and when I feel like some people really crush it. They really, really do. Like the conversation that I linked to a few episodes ago. They do such a good job. It's like my wig is snatched when I listen to them. I'm like, what? What do I got to say? So I'm gonna go through my notes right now and I'm gonna see, let me see what I can come up with. So Kate kills Sheree. Sheree says that Kate's a traitor. And now I guess I don't, as far as Kate killing Sheree, that wasn't a smart move, but Kate really was not supposed to be a traitor. She was not a good traitor. She became a traitor very late in the game. She didn't seem to enjoy it. So I understand that she, I don't know. She should have kept Sheree, even though she just wanted to get the heat off of it being a traitor, being a possible housewife. Sheree was not the one to vote off. So then Sandra, Trishel, and CT, they agreed to vote out Kate because they think that Kate is a traitor. And then we see that during the final challenge, CT and Trishel's efforts add $50,000 to the pot, to the cash pot. Or I think it was 20,000. So altogether 30,000. And I will get to that later. So Kate tells Sandra that Trishel and CT are going to vote her out. Sandra panics, changes her whole strategy, and it didn't work. Sandra being like, okay, well, let's vote out CT. So at the round table, we see that Sandra is emotional and she got played and she's voted out. And this season really did not end up the way that it should have ended up. I will say that before I give my final thoughts. So then Kate gets voted out at the fire pit, and I think that she may have given up. She does not seem to like having the heat on her. She's not good at lying. She's nervous. She's stressed. She didn't really want to be sticking around in this game. And I hope that future seasons really pay attention to what happened at the end of season two. You cannot have two besties or two people who are in an alliance being the last among the last two people standing because they're going to look out for themselves. And that was the same argument people were using against Larsa Pippen and Marcus. They were like, oh, they're together, they're a couple. It's like, but y'all didn't pay attention that CT and Trishel were essentially a couple that just doesn't smash. They had each other's backs. So CT votes for MJ. MJ votes for Trishel. Trishel votes for CT. Now, I love Trishel voting for CT. I loved it so much. Now, so CT winked at Trishel when Kate was voted out because I think he was saying, okay, bitch, let's go with our plan. Trishel voting for CT was everything because I gasped, I screamed, I was like, wow, this took a turn. But here's the thing. I don't think it was a part. Sorry. I don't think it was a part of the master plan for Trishel to vote for CT and then and for them to then vote out MJ because and if MJ voted for CT, the winners would have been MJ and Trishel. So I don't think that Trishel and CT had a plan in place to get Trishel to vote for him. But honestly, Trishel is very good at this game, so you never know. And I personally don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. I've never liked Trishel, and I don't need to. There's nothing there. She has nothing for me. So I believe that Trishel, I don't know why she voted for CT, but unfortunately, MJ should have voted for CT. Okay, let me continue with my notes. So then CT still votes for MJ. MJ still votes for Trishel. MJ, anyways, let me get to it. And Trishel votes for MJ. So then MJ mumbles that she hopes that they're proud of themselves or something like that because, she didn't win. Okay, so MJ, it was very sad when MJ was like, she said something, remember, on early on about, oh, there's no one I'd rather share this with or whatever. Like, MJ did not know she was about to be stabbed in the chest. She was not stabbed in the back, she was stabbed in the chest. So Here's what I gotta say about MJ getting banished in the end and all of the money going to CT and Trishel. What CT and Trishel did to MJ was dirty. I don't respect it. It was greedy. It was wrong. It was unethical. It was selfish. I get it. You want the money. If you could out-strategize someone, it's kind of like you earned it in a way, but it was wrong. It's just not how people should be treating other people. You should not betray someone who was trying to. You shouldn't betray someone who doesn't deserve it. If you get that far in this game, you don't got to be so selfish and greedy. F y'all. So a huge F you to Trishel and CT. However, if I'm going to slam CT and Trishel for what they did to MJ, I also got to say that MJ did not deserve to be there. She did not. She did not belong there. The person who should have been there is Sandra. Point blank, period. Now, Sandra should have been a traitor from the beginning, and then if she wasn't been a betr if she wasn't a traitor from the beginning, she should have been promoted to be a traitor. And she should have won this game. MJ, she flew under the radar and then she was always wrong at the round table. And it's not like she was really doing much during the challenges. MJ did not deserve to be there. So that's why I can't feel that bad for MJ. And I can say, obviously, CT and Trishel carried those challenges, period. Granted, that's what they've been. They have a history of being in those type of competitions. They still gave it their all. They weren't lazy. They weren't half-assed. They weren't sitting on the sidelines. They always did everything that they had to do. They chose to do the hardest parts of every challenge every single time, and they delivered. So for that reason alone, they deserve to win. But I just don't like how they won. It just, and I think that hopefully, as I said, it will cause people in future seasons to make sure to break up any MFing alliance before you get to the end, because people are going to go ahead and pull a CT and Trishel from here on out, and I am not here for it. So the ending was really shocking. I think it's just, I didn't see season one, but I don't know. I think maybe that's just how this show goes down. Like, maybe it's just full of surprises. Traitors is so good. I don't know what y'all are doing if you haven't watched it, but go watch it. So, I do think that Alan Cummings did not seem like he was into the ending. As MJ said at the reunion, MJ said that you could tell that Alan wasn't happy about it. I loved how excited CT was and lifting up Alan. So yeah, CT and Trishel, they vowed to go all the way to the end together, end scene, fade to black. Fuck y'all. Like, I don't think that the Bravo community is gonna ride for CT and Trishel. Like, I just think that they unleashed a whole new set of people who are not gonna fuck with them and who are gonna look at them as snakes, as they should. I was never rocking with CT and Trishel to begin with, so it's not like suddenly I think they're shady. What they did, I don't respect it. As much as MJ did not deserve no money because the bitch was effing up all the time at the round table, was not doing much of the challenges, you have to have ethics, or you should. And you shouldn't just say, it's a game, be ethical. F you. So then now we're at the reunion, as far as in my notes. And when you talk about people who shouldn't have never been somewhere, can we talk about Andy Cohen's bitch ass? Why was Andy Cohen hosting the reunion when Alan Cumming was there with the contestants from the beginning to the end? Why was Andy Cohen there? I know there was people from Bravo on the cast. I know that Andy Cohen is a great reunion host because he knows how to let people speak and how to tell people to shut up too. He knows how to shut it down. He knows how to keep people. He knows how to be in control and command the room, the people in the room, which you need to do because when emotions are running high, like people are gonna just be going off on too many tangents. They're gonna be lying, they're gonna be evading questions, or evading answering certain questions or whatever. But Alan Cummings should have been there. I think that Alan Cummings would have been asking really good questions because he knew the cast very well, and he just, hello, he was there the whole time. So F you to the traitors for or Peacock for letting Andy Cohen host this shit. And I don't know if he hosted last year because I did not watch it last year, but I think Alan Cummings should have hosted. F y'all for that. I'm not into it. I enjoyed Parvati. Like, I didn't really care for her very much on the show, but she came across as so incredibly likable, smiling and laughing the entire time. I don't know. I don't know if she with someone or Dan, but I feel like they should start fucking. Like, I felt like they were sitting so close to each other on the couch. It was cute. I love that that Johnny Bananas was bitter. He had a right to be. I watched Johnny Bananas on House of Villains, and he was so funny. And I just want him on more shows because I'm not familiar with him. I enjoy him as a cast member, and it was sad. I'm sorry that he got murdered off first. And I'm trying to think of who I would want murdered off first besides Trishelle because she was a bitch. Let's see. Honestly, I would not have a problem with Max. There we go. I would have Max voted off first because Max did not add much to the show. So they should have eliminated Max first and kept Johnny Bananas in there because he would have made the show so much better. He really would have. So then we got to get to John, the short Bridget man. British. Bridget. The short British man. John was doing too much. I was exhausted. He was doing the most. And let's remember, this shit was not live. Can you imagine how much commentary they deleted? Can you imagine how much more John was saying? He seemed like he wanted flies to fly into his mouth and down his throat. Like he needed his mouth open the entire time he was on the stage. And it's like, bitch, you were voted off. It's not about you. We're not asking you questions. John was there playing translator. He literally would chime in with his opinion after somebody spoke as if somebody asked him a question. So, what happened is John slayed the round tables, and then he was at the reunion acting like the reunion was a round table. He spoke for everyone. It was crazy. It was giving peak Napoleon complex. And it made me glad that his ass didn't win the show because previously I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind if John won, but John was doing too much. Pipe down. I still like him though, but at the reunion, no. So Peppermint explained why being voted off first was so painful. And Trishelle did not apologize for being the cause of Peppermint's banishment. I have to hope that that was due to editing, but when you think about it, the editors would have known how important it would be for Trishelle to apologize to Peppermint. So they would have kept that in. So F you to Trishelle again. If I'm correct, if Trishelle did apologize and I'm forgetting, I'm sorry, but I don't think she did. So F Trishelle. Like, I don't need to see Trishelle on no more shows. Like, I'm good. So Sheree said at the reunion, Sheree said that she had watched season one. And I'm so glad that Sheree said that because the whole season, everybody was saying that Sheree didn't understand the game and didn't know what was going on. It's like, no, she's just smart. She just wasn't trying to be in anyone's crosshairs. She was trying to, be friendly with everyone, compete in the challenges, do her thing, not be talking shit. And it took her very far. Just like pay attention to different people's strategies in this game and see how far it gets them. Like she was kind of like a version of MJ. However, MJ was just always loud and proud and wrong and strong at the round tables, but Sheree understood the game, and I'm so glad she said that. But those memes and everybody saying she didn't understand, I also enjoyed that too. So then we got Phaedra kept her foot on Dan's neck. Dan was not apologetic about throwing Phaedra under the bus. He said that he didn't feel that he would win with Phaedra, and it's like, bitch, Phaedra wasn't the problem. You acting nervous and wide-eyed and refusing to name anybody and making it very obvious was the problem. Phaedra was not the problem, and it sounds like Dan to this day still believes that Phaedra was the problem. Dan, I'm glad you're retired from reality TV. Please keep it that way. I am glad that Phaedra was saying that he was a son of a bitch and a piece of shit because that's exactly what he was. Traitors doesn't have to be about betrayal. You can throw people under the bus who were not your fellow traitor or your close friend. There were no so many people on the cast that Dan could have named, but he chose Phaedra because ain't nobody was talking about Phaedra, and he put the nail in the coffin. He sealed Phaedra's fate. And I'm really glad that Andy Cohen was like, were you guys thinking about Phaedra until Dan asked? So Dan, like, F you. And thank you, Phaedra, for letting him know what he did was wrong. Like, and you gotta respect it because too many people are trying to be fake because they're afraid of, they wanna project a certain image and seem like they're really kind and sweet. Oh, I forgive you. It's okay, baby. No. Who knows how far Phaedra would have gone without Dan? So F you, Dan. So then we see the entire time that MJ, she's very upset, and Trishelle doesn't feel like MJ should have blocked her and CT on Instagram. And this is another reason why I don't like Trishelle. I don't understand anyone who Fs over someone else and is confused when that person is upset by it. What, where's the mystery? Where is it? You know exactly what you did, Trishelle. Why should MJ not block you on Instagram? Get the fuck out of here. And F you to anyone who thinks that MJ shouldn't be upset. Look at how far she got in the game. She could taste it. And how she went out was straight up embarrassing. It's like she would have felt better if she didn't win a challenge and she got banished that way. But to go out because two people are being so grimy and selfish and greedy is embarrassing. Because all she had to do was write down CT on the chalkboard and she would have been good. Which brings me to a point that I saw many people saying online. A huge flaw in this show that I enjoy so much is how come y'all is writing people's name down in front of everyone else? CT is two letters. Trishelle is like 25 letters. Okay? So CT was able to see that MJ wrote down Trishelle, just like Trishelle was able to see that MJ wrote down Trishelle because her name is so goddamn long. So then what did you do? You knew, okay, the pot is ours. Let's both write down MJ. Nobody should be able to watch what somebody is writing down on that board when it comes to voting. And look at what happened. Like, MJ, what happened to you was wrong. And I feel that you have everyone on your side who watched this show and was able to see that it was not supposed to go down that way. And this show is really flawed if you're going to allow people to write down a MFing name in front of other people. The same way how you had them open up a box and pick out a green or a red bag is the same way how everybody's name should have been on, written on something, and you hand that, and Alan Cummings collects that bag from you. Ain't nobody should be writing when you got somebody on the cast whose name is what? Trishelle. Her name is nine letters and the other two people's name is two letters. Make it make sense. You can't have people writing down names like that because everybody's gonna know what people put down on their chalkboard. Like at the round tables, go ahead and do that shit because there's so many people voting. Writing down on the chalkboards, but you can't do that with three people and two of them people, their names is two initials. So that was a huge flaw. It's like I would have loved to have seen Sandra as a traitor. She would have won. I would have loved to have seen Phaedra have a fair chance without Dan ruining everything for her. I would have loved for Trishel to have been voted the or murdered the fuck up out of that game. And that's one of the things, like when it comes to how Phaedra played the game, it was weak. Phaedra is a spiteful person, a vengeful person, so she's good in that way. And her strategy was good. Let me just be friends with everybody, pretend to be a faithful. However, for Phaedra to be at the reunion talking about, oh, I just kept the people that I liked, bitch, that's not a strategy. And because you like Trishel, you allow Trishel to throw or to put your name out there repeatedly, and you didn't murder her, and look at what happened. You cannot. Again, I hope people see what happened in this game and in future seasons, and you need to have a strategy. Keeping your friends around, or sorry, people you like is not strategy. Period. Like, it would have been so beautiful to see how Sandra would have been as a traitor, because Phaedra, like, that's not, she's not it. She's not. So then I also want to say, lastly, it's the last thing in my notes. Trishelle's dress was hideous, but this is what I would expect from Trishelle. I don't want to see Trishelle nowhere else. Trishelle ain't barely got that many followers, in my opinion, on Instagram. I'm guessing a lot of the cast has a lot more. She's washed up. She's a has-been. I guess if she really needed the money, good for her, but I'm not into that type of bullshit. It's not for me. And it's just because there are too many people walking around every single day who do shit like CT and Trishelle, and I'm not here for it. I don't support it. Like, I think you need to have values and ethics. I don't care that it's a quote unquote game. You don't gotta be doing all that. Like, you don't. So that's what I gotta say about the finale and the reunion. And I guess this wasn't too bad, this episode, because I know I heard it in my voice. I was worked up because I'm a fan and I'm dying to find out who will be on season three. Like, I think I'm locked in from here on out. I think I'm gonna watch every single season of the show. I just hope it's people that I am familiar with, because I enjoy watching the people that I already know and watching the newcomers. I also would have loved to have seen, speaking of that, people I didn't know, Janelle as a traitor. I really enjoyed Janelle. And I also think if Peter was an initial traitor and not recruited, if he was, Alan Cummings tapped him on the shoulder, I think he would have been a damn good traitor, because he sure knew how to get everybody to listen to his ass. Also at the reunion, yeah, Peter and Ekansu are fucking, and I think she's too pretty for him. But Peter is definitely kind of a fuck boy, and kind of the backstory behind Peter is his mom is like, she basically ruins his relationships and tells him who to be with. And she was, word on the curb. And I think I watched like the end of it. But anyways, what I had seen, and I could be wrong, but I think I'm not, is that Peter wanted to choose one girl to win The Bachelor. His mom didn't like or want him to choose someone else. He went with his mom's choice, dumped that bitch, immediately started dating the woman he actually wanted to be with, and he dated her on and off for like 3 years. So, how sad that you are allowing your mom to decide who you date. How sad. And so Peter's mom is the one who posted a photo of herself without at lunch with Ekansu. Like, Peter's mom, like, she has her foot. She makes sure she's in the middle of Peter's love life in a way that is dysfunctional, in my opinion, and she needs to stop because he's a grown ass man. And you gotta just, bitches beware out there. Do not be dating no mama's boy to the extent where you got some bitch potential mother-in-law, because Peter listens to his mom, unfortunately. So I guess if Ekansu wants any potential, she needs to make sure that his mom likes her, but his mom needs to sit down. Like, I can't. I cannot with somebody not allowing their adult child to make their own decisions. It's gross. Anyway, yeah, that's the majority, or that's all I got to say about this. And thank you guys for listening. Tonight is Love is Blind. And so I think I'm going to take a few days to put out my reunion recap episode for that, because I like to hear what people got to say first. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.